The arc of Michael Christensen's circus career has taken some funny turns. Born in Walla Walla, Washington in 1947, he trained to be a traditional actor, but he became hooked on the circus spirit during the early 1970s when he was taught to juggle by the San Francisco Mime Troupe, a politically radical ensemble of street performers. That's where he met and befriended juggler Paul Binder, who would join him as a circus act and become his lifelong business partner as well. Together, the two set off for the streets of Europe, where they performed their juggling act everywhere from Paris to Istanbul. Soon, the two were hired by Annie Fratellini, a brilliant fifth-generation clown who was starting her own avant-garde Cirque Nouveau de Paris.
And their circus really embodied the spirit of clown. Joy and celebration, direct contact with the audience, and human vulnerability. Paul and I had found a home.
Still, the two soon wanted a home back in America. By 1977, they had raised the funds to start their own one-ring circus under a small green canvas tent in New York's Battery Park City, in the shadow of the World Trade Center. They called it the Big Apple Circus.
We took off. I mean, I think a year and a half later or so, we were in Lincoln Center. What started out with a couple of raggly, taggly, brazen Americans juggling on the streets of Europe as a great adventure has ended up becoming a New York institution.
Today, over 500,000 fans see the show every year during its 38-week tour. Christensen stresses that despite its success, the Big Apple Circus remains a nonprofit, grassroots operation.
We both decided when we created the circus that we wanted it to serve the communities in which we perform. This is important, having a direct, positive, supportive relationship with the community.
In that spirit, the duo launched Circus of the Senses in 1983, a special edition of the Big Apple Circus adapted for visually and hearing-impaired children. They also started Beyond the Ring, an after-school program which teaches kids clowning, acrobatics, and juggling. Christensen says that circus arts offer children life skills, such as teamwork, perseverance, and calm flexibility in the face of the unexpected.
If a club falls and hits the ground or you drop it while juggling, instead of being embarrassed that you've made a mistake, accept it and find some fun thing to do with that. And then all of a sudden the kid looks up and sees the audience going, "Yeah, yeah." And there's been a big shift in the child, a really fantastic one, that goes, these aren't mistakes. These are just things that happen, and they too can be sources of fun and delight.
But it was personal grief over the loss of his brother to cancer and the search for a larger purpose in life that inspired Christensen to start his own signature program, which he called Clown Care. It brings pairs of clowns and the levity they offer into pediatric hospitals. There are now over 80 clown doctors in facilities throughout America. And internationally, hospital clowning has become an established profession. Christensen, who calls his hospital clown persona Dr. Stubbs, says the work keeps him humble.
In the first week, I came in contact with a 9-year-old who was heading to Philadelphia for a heart and lungs transplant. And I entertained him for 10 minutes, laughing through his oxygen mask, respirator. And 4 hours later, he passed. And then you just say, wow, to be with a child like that and to fill those moments with joy, celebration, wonder, awe, fun, fantasy, laughter, And to know that you were one of the last people on this plane that he encountered, and this was the quality of the exchange, what greater honor is there?
Christensen says Clown Care's gifts don't have to be raucous or even funny. On a recent hospital visit, he and his partner peered through the doorway of a 10-year-old boy's hospital room to see him peacefully sleeping while his mother stroked his head.
The scene is so beautiful and so elegant and so touching when you take a breath. And we played him a song. My partner has a ukulele, and he started just playing a lovely song. And I was simply with him and present. And this was an incredible gift. So we added the music, with the appropriate music that would complete that moment that was in front of us.
Christensen believes that clowns achieve much of their humor and perhaps their healing power by acting in seemingly inappropriate ways. He might enter a sick child's room and walk right into a wall, or parody doctors by giving a medical exam to a rubber chicken. He is also aware that children, especially sick children, are often given little power over their lives. So he always asks permission of the child before entering his or her room, and sometimes switches roles with the child by acting benignly helpless when at the bedside.
So now all of a sudden, I'm the one who needs the help, and they become the all-knowing authority. Even in something as simple as, do I have my hat on right? Is everything okay? And they say, no, your button, you have to button that. So what do you mean? And you get it all wrong, And before you know it, they're sitting up in the bed taking charge. And medical people have told us oftentimes this is a turning point in someone's wellness or illness where, you know, they organize themselves to take charge. Significant, but we do it through play.
For his pioneering clown care program, Christensen has received the Raoul Wallenberg Humanitarian Award, the Red Skelton Award, and Parenting Magazine's Lifetime Achievement Award. Christensen's hospital work has not been limited to children. He offers experiential group workshops that teach the value of playful improvisation and empathic communication to doctors, nurses, and health administrators. Indeed, for Michael Christensen and the thousands of people who have been touched both directly and indirectly by his work, play can be serious business. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.